Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. And your smart speaker, say play ESPN. You can download the podcast. What's going on, Key, Jay? You liking the New York weather, Key?
No. I mean, I didn't even think about rain because it was so nice yesterday to me.
Yeah.
In New York, it was nice.
Yeah.
And then when I walked out of the hotel today, it rained.
Rained right on you.
As soon as I walked up the door, I'm like, you know, the whole deal.
Of course.
Then I went to look for an umbrella and no umbrellas. So I had to figure out how to walk under something.
Fortunately, there's
how
enough.
To walk, there's how to walk in rain without an umbrella.
But there's enough, you know, construction and stuff that you could
find. I was looking for a little, you know,
scaffolding and stuff.
Yeah, there was plenty of it.
Yeah, I feel like the rain just kind of set my mood for the morning because I can't with these late games anymore.
Why?
They're fun. What do you mean, why? It's 9 o'clock start time. 9 p.m. start time. It's the third quarter. I'm like, it's one in the what are we doing?
I keep trying to teach you and Max how to watch late games. Got to get that sleep early.
No.
I know you got the babies. I know you got the babies.
I can't.
And, you know.
I can't. I can't do it. I'm not a great napper.
No, you got to force yourself to.
I know, but then I'm messed up because then I'll stay up all night long. I can't do it. Like, I can't get out of my
sleep. You know what the real problem is starting it that late for like, Steph is a player kids relate to. He's very popular with kids. He's got the baby face. He's not a giant. All this kind of stuff. And – like, those are the people who can't watch Steph are the kids, man. They're not going to start. The kid's not going to start watching on the East Coast. It's 9 p.m. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't watch
them. I don't even care about the kids. I want to watch the games. This is about me right now. I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
But to come to work the next day, I'm like,
well, Max is right, though, because the only reason why I figured out how to stay up as late as I did is because of Steph and Luka.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why. If Steph wasn't in the game, and Clay is my dude, too, but if Steph wasn't playing, I'm going to bed. I'll catch it when I get.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll see the replay and re-air some highlights the next day. Yeah.
It's just the hype. It's the hype of the game. I barely got a voice. I'm cranky. I'm tired. You know, it's just like all that leads into your day that bleeds into, well, aren't you ready for the game tonight? I'm like, what? It's great. I'm excited. But damn, I'm coming up a late night from last night.
What would you suggest that the NBA do?
Earlier start times, man.
What's early to you?
7:30. Seven thirty, I'm fine.
The only thing is this.
So how does that affect?
It affects the West Coast because obviously,
because now you're starting in the afternoon. But the thing about the West Coast though is people don't realize that's all right if you start the game early on the West Coast. People will catch
it early.
People will catch it
early anyway.
Anyway, it's always nice.
You know what we do? We go in at 10. We leave at 12:30. We don't come back to get our stuff till 5. Then we get on the road back home.
Yeah, man.
Because we're having one of those European lunches where you sit out. You really finish talking about whatever it is your agenda was, but you're still sitting there for 5 hours. Yeah, that's what we do.
Oh, it's so great on the West Coast when the late game, whatever, you're like, everything's done. What time is it? 9 o'clock, whatever,
that's
something like that.
Sunday,
oh, it's
NFL.
So good.
Like, what, game started at 10? What?
Yo, don't let them be playing in England because as soon as you wake up in the morning, click.
Great. You remember doing football season when I was out there and when I'm out there doing football season, game is at 10 o'clock. You're like, you're at the bar already? Yes.
Yes,
it's a good life,
in.
Man. It's a good life.
Different, man.
It is time for Straight Talk. However, gentlemen, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Jay?
Yo.
Matt, what I saw was Mavs threes weren't falling, mainly, right? So so the Warriors ran away with it in the second half. What'd you see?
I saw a lot. I mean, first off, I guess my headline would be that Luka most definitely is a top five offensive player in the league. Like, there's no doubt about that. But, man, he might be, and I'm saying this like in a laughing, sarcastic way.
Bottom five.
He might be bottom five defensively.
Why is that sarcastic? It might be true.
Well, I'm just saying because, like, whenever people will look at things as an attack, And he has shown improvement because their team has shown improvement. Like, they're top 10 defensively now compared to where they were at the bottom last year. And I think, but a lot of that is an amoeba from Jason Kidd and some of the defensive schemes.
But all playoffs, they run plays right at him.
Well, that's everybody. I mean, they ran plays at Max Kleber last night too, right?
Yeah,
so all I'm saying, though, is that there were so many possessions And I get what he needs to bring to the table from an offensive production standpoint. But, yo, there were plays where he just quit on plays. Like, legit, was like, all right. There were plays where if you're watching the game and if you see the way the TV panels, you can always tell about – and this is why I give so much credit to guys like LeBron or we have Pat
not
Bev.
In the screen.
You're not in the screen, yeah, man. Yeah. And you were the one that turned the ball over. Here's something for everybody that played
Holiday,
sports,
yeah.
right? If you're a quarterback, Key, and you throw a pick and the dude is running by you and you're just like, oh, okay.
Well, I'm okay with that. Because I don't want but I was going to say I'm okay with that.
Because you don't want your quarterback to get hurt.
But
okay,
the receiver asks, I don't care where you at on the field, you better go get that dude.
Okay, so that's my thing. As me as a guard or as a hooper, you know, if I turn the ball over and that leads to an offensive break, at least get your ass in the screen.
Better Metcalf
at least
it.
Show me that there is some kind of intensity in your mind that you want to come back and redeem yourself from the turnover you had before. And I know plays happen quickly, but this happened multiple times last night, man, where I'm like, yo, Luka, you got to something. Look, that's something. I mean, there was one play where Steph turns around after a turnover and walks it. He catches the ball half court and starts walking. And Luka's just like, I'm like, he's walking.
That might be Luka
he's
running,
walking.
Though.
Well, that's my thing. So, like, the cumulative effect coming off game 7, Sunday night, quick turnaround. You don't go home. You come straight to Golden State. And that on top of that?
What happens the next day? I know what happens in football when we watch film. Uh-huh. But what happens in your film room in the NBA when y'all go to watch the game the
what
next day?
What kind of coach
day?
Do I have?
It's about with the coach.
Yeah, if I have Jason Kidd, I would pray that Jason Kidd would push Luka and hold him accountable for things. Now, granted, Max brought up the point. They took 48 threes last night. They only made 11. They make threes, they're back in the game.
No, but I mean, I'm talking about the pure hustle.
Yeah, but yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. But I'm still like, but those are the kind of things that they make threes. It hides all that, Max.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
it hides
Luka,
it.
Luka talked, first of all, his offense is so gangster. That everyone knows how bad his defense is, and people are still like, he might be the best player in the playoffs because of the control he has on the offense. But it wasn't the case yesterday. He wasn't great offensively yesterday. How will you improve for game 2, Luka?
I mean, yeah, they were doing a great job on me, especially in the second half. But I think I got to be better. That's not me. And as a leader, you know, I gotta be better for the whole group. So that's on me.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise, and you got to give Wiggins credit too, who did a great job defensively.
It's not only Wiggins, man. I'm giving Steve Kerr credit. They threw a box and one at this dude. They threw multiple zone looks. It was not only Andrew Wiggins, it was also Draymond Green who was orchestrating the whole defense, communicating and barking the whole time about where he was and where shooters were. Like, they played a great game last night. Now, look, I don't always put a lot of, credence into, like, the first game, right? We saw Golden State get blitzed by 50-plus points to Memphis. But the way they played, you just feel like, and Key and I were talking about this, when Luka is offensively great, and if you can match that with somebody else, it just still feels at the end of the day, there's so much firepower. Like, when Jordan Poole was making Max Kleber dance, all night long last night, when Klay got going in the third quarter, you just don't feel like Dallas can match that scoring punch at times.
You know, Jay, as a basketball player, teams that have multiple guys that could do certain things on the floor from a scoring standpoint, those are the ones that win. If you got one guy that's really the guy, you've got to have a couple other guys that contribute at a high level, not just at a medium level. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of Dallas' problems opposed to Golden State.
Get
Golden
their
State
own shot
got
guys.
Many,
yeah.
many guys that can get their own shot and do things. If one isn't falling, like I said yesterday, if somebody ain't hitting, you got somebody else. And then in terms of the trade-off, pick three dudes off Golden State to trade with Luka on the scoring side of the ball, but then you got another 2 to 3 that can still do some things. That's where the disadvantage comes in for me with Golden State versus Dallas, and I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Memphis blitzed them by whatever, 50 points, but that was back in Memphis. Golden State didn't have home court advantage. Now they drop these two to them at home. It's going to be difficult, in my opinion, for Dallas to get back
yeah,
in.
Yeah, like any series, let me know when the road team wins a game, right? Meantime, Key, what you just said, and Jay, I think that's exactly on the money. Even if you take the pre-KD Warriors, this Warriors team has more guys who can get their own shot at a certain level than those teams did, right? Klay's not what he used to be defensively, but Jordan Poole and Wiggins, they got more guys like that on this team. Team effort from the Warriors last night. How do you stop the Warriors, though, when they play like that? Jay's got the answer for you, but first he has this.
FanDuel Sportsbook NBA Same Game Parlays give you the chance to turn a little bet into a big payday. Choose any NBA game and combine multiple bets into one wager for bigger wins. Plus, if you're a new customer, you can bet $5 and get $150 in site credit instantly, guaranteed. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now and sign up using promo code PLAY, P-L-A-Y, to bet the NBA today. That's promo code PLAY, exclusively on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kevin Durant, guys, asked something interesting on Twitter, I thought. Which centers from the 90s would be in the MVP conversation if they played today, right? Because centers, I know Giannis is not exactly a center, but he is a rim-defending 6'10" plus guy, right?
He would have been a center back then, though, right?
Yeah.
Probably,
and he's kind
more of a wing. He's a wing.
He's sort of a center dressed up as a wing. Whatever he is, he ain't a regular-sized dude. Jokic is the MVP. Embiid's come and said the bigs are dominating.
Jokic and Embiid are more centered.
Yeah. But so which of those guys would have been in the MVP conversation
from the 90s? Yeah. Shaq. No doubt about
Shaq
it.
Shaq in any era.
Shaq in any era. Yeah, like, yeah. We talking about 90s, that's a young Shaq.
Everybody that we would talk about in the center position in the 90s were MVPs.
Yeah, but would they be MVPs
in today's game?
See, I think you can't just...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, all of them would be.
I don't think you could just...
Because Olajuwon would still be able to pull a three.
Right.
He was an elbow shooter, if you remember.
Yeah. So he'd have taken it a little out
of
a couple feet.
So he'd go a little more feet.
Yep.
The Diesel would just be dominant because he's big. I mean, he just would be dominant.
Patrick Ewing could shoot. He'd shoot the three.
Yeah, but will Patrick Ewing be in the MVP conversation in today's game?
He wasn't really then, though. He was sort of fringy MVP.
He was always fringe. Yeah. I don't think Patrick Ewing would be in it.
But if you add the threes to that other stuff, he might be in it.
Yeah, but I think Patrick Ewing, franchise player, I don't know if he would be in the MVP conversation.
You know why? Because with his knees.
Do you think
his dexterity and his footwork would compare to Joel Embiid or Jokic?
I don't know because I wasn't looking at his feet back then. I don't.
He could, you know what? The thing with Ewing, the knees would mean he wouldn't be able to defend. And he had bad knees. He wouldn't be able to defend. But by the way, he had bad knees.
You went right to the knee pads.
No doubt. But he wouldn't be able to defend in space. You know what I mean? Olajuwon could do that. Olajuwon.
Neither can Jokic.
Yeah, you're right.
But see,
and he won two MVPs.
But see, here's what I see. I always love when people say somebody would not be able to do something, because I would say, here's my argument. They didn't teach him to do it.
Yeah, right.
So if they're not teaching you to bend and get down and slide with folk, then you're not going to do it.
But like Sabonis?
Sabonis was a little too.
Great passer, man.
Yeah.
Great passer.
That was Jokic.
David Robinson. Yeah. Look, Shaq is the one who. He wouldn't have
David
to
Robinson would be a three dude too, though.
David Robinson. Could
David Robinson
run up
had
and down
a jumper, but he had a jumper too,
yeah,
though.
Did.
He had a little fake jumper. Just,
could defend and everything.
Weird, it was weird, lefty. Yeah, it was lefty.
That elbow popped out, though, but it was he got it done.
Yeah, he had a little fake jumper.
He got it done. I don't know MVP, though. I don't know.
Bill Carter. No, never mind.
Okay. Yo, Daugherty. No Brad Daugherty.
I got so many stories about Bill Cartwright. Oh, Lord.
We'll be back in 10 seconds.
And you're going, it's not going to be a close game.
Thompson, middle of the floor, left side to Curry. Shoots the three and knocks it home. He's uncanny, doesn't have to be square. Finds the spot, rises and hits.
Because we've been away for 2 years and this is a different team, there's more gratitude of being back here and there's more of a sense of urgency on not letting an opportunity kind of slip away. So who knows how it plays out.
This is Key walking to work.
Key's popping
Key
all of a sudden.
Key walking to work like, I can't stand the rain. This is where you know Key is definitely from California, where it doesn't rain a lot.
But also,
right? Key's like, can't believe it's summertime and it's raining in New York. I'm like, yes, it rains and thunderstorms.
But Key broke out the.
Hey, can you pop it like that?
Huh?
Can you do
me?
Yeah.
Well, we just have the cardboard down and wash
right
this
now.
I was just thinking about the video. That's all.
Yeah.
No, but here's what I would say about.
Can I pop?
Here's what I would say about L.A., Jay. All I got to do is go outside and look in the sky and know it's going to be a bad day. Because it ain't never gray at all.
Yeah,
it's never gray. So if you go outside and you just take a peek, you're like, yeah, the clouds are coming in. It's going to rain tomorrow.
See, New York can do that too. I feel like whenever I'm in L.A., even when it is cloudy, I'm like, oh, tomorrow I'll be fine.
Well,
the next day I'll be fine. In New York, though, I'm like, oh.
In L.A., when it rains, it's like, oh, we need it. We need the rain.
Yeah, but I can tell, literally, I can tell what's going on. In the morning time, a little bit, but in the morning time, I know we're going to be okay by 11 based on how the clouds are, because if they scattered out, it's going to pass over. It's just going to blow over. Mm. If they bunch together and they dark, it's getting ready to happen.
You're talking about in L.A.?
Yeah, in L.A. Yeah. Here, it's gray all the time, so I don't know when it's going to damn rain or not. Yeah.
You know what's great in L.A.?
Well, you got your own weather channel?
He's a meteorologist. You see that?
Put Key's ass on the green screen and let him tell you what's going on.
Jay, it's a meteorologist. Meteorology.
From the desert to the sea and all around Southern California, here's the latest at 11.
He has the voice, too. Yeah. I love it.
From the desert to the sea.
From the desert to the sea and all around Southern California, here's the latest at 11.
Got it.
A misty air coming through New York.
After it rains in L.A., though, when you could see all the way to the mountains, oh, it's pretty. All right, look.
That's all the smog.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN2, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So one of the big stories last night, we talked about it a little bit, was Wiggins' defense on Luka. Jay, not just us, Steph was talking about it after the game.
Okay.
Wiggs is understanding the nuances of what winning basketball is and just how to key in on the little things in terms of consistent effort on defense, taking those one-on-one challenges, being aggressive on the offensive end, using his athletic ability to get to the rim if he needs to, confident shooting a three, being comfortable in our offense, to Howard's question. So there's like a lot of different things that he's understanding that this time, in terms of a playoff run, requires to win games and the joy that comes with that. So it's not like he's out there scoring 30 every night. It's the other things that help you win and the joy that you get out of it.
Okay. Look, man. Let's calm down with Andrew Wiggins locking up Luka. Like, seriously. Like,
I am
all about giving somebody an A grade for effort. And Wiggins gave a lot of effort. He's long as hell. I get it. He made things difficult. But Luka makes tough shots look easy. Like, he just was off his game. Like, that's not the best version that we saw last night of Luka. I think that has more to do with Luka than it has to do with Golden State's defense, right? quick
Isn't
turnaround.
Isn't that true about the whole team's offense, though? The Mavs were just off last night.
Yeah, and I think that, look, the Mavs are going to be in these games, right? I'm not taking any credit away from Golden State. They deserve a lot of credit for how they played and how Klay played in the third quarter and how they busted it open. But I, watching all these highlights and watching the game last night, I get that Andrew stayed according to detailed scouting report. You chase him. You force him to take very difficult contested shots. That's all you can do at the end of the day. But Luka was just missing shots, man. He wasn't on his game.
But let me ask you this, though, Jay. Does staying in the defensive scheme and doing what they're telling you to do, does that contribute to Luka missing those shots?
It does. But
because in game two, which will be tomorrow, right? It's tomorrow. Saturday, is it tomorrow?
I think it's tomorrow, yes.
Tomorrow. So
game tomorrow? Two, Friday. Tomorrow.
Yeah. So yeah. If game two we see the same thing, but do we now start to say, well, maybe it's more Wiggins and not Luka?
It's a combination of both, though. And here's what people they're not going to pay attention to. So, yes, Andrew Wiggins, that length, that stuff, even though Luka was missing shots, we give Wiggins his credit for the length, the size, the effort, right? But it's also the continuity that they run on the offensive end for Golden State that takes away the legs from Luka. Like, if you watched the game last night, man, Stephen Curry was on Dodo, Dorian Finney-Smith, and they didn't move Dodo at all. Steph was chilling in the corner. So Steph is getting his legs underneath him, right? And I'm like, Jason Kidd, please move Dorian Finney-Smith. Whoever Steph is guarding, make him move so you take away his legs. Vice versa, on the offensive end for Golden State, their continuity makes you move so much, you can't hide Luka. You can't hide him. He can't rest on defense because they're going to backdoor cut you. They're going to give you flareaway screens. So their offense, in addition to Wiggs' defense, is what takes away from Luka's legs.
Can we talk about Wiggins for a second, though? I know he gives you a very different kind of energy. You don't think of these two guys the same kind of way. But his career resurgence, because that's what I would call it, in Golden State, reminds me of what they did with Iguodala. High draft pick.
Whenever I say Iguodala, I can't look at you seriously.
High draft pick who was, people thought, oh, he's going to be the primary offensive option on the team that drafted him, right? And he wasn't that quite, right? He just wasn't cut out
Definitely
for that.
Was out of Minnesota. Yeah.
Right. Golden State, but that's what Minnesota drafted him for. Golden State, that's right. Golden State saw what Iguodala could do. Not what he couldn't do, but what he could do and how they could use him. Same thing with Wiggins. Think of how, like, I think of Wiggins in a real different way since he got to Golden State. Kind of defense he plays. He hits the outside shot. He's athletic. Like, it's a lot, man. On a team like this, Wiggins brings a lot.
He's in the perfect spot. You know, and I thought about this as I was watching the game last night because I've been a big Wiggins fan ever since high school. And I understand he was supposed to be the next, right, yeah. and all the whole deal, and it didn't pan out that way. But I wouldn't necessarily call it a resurgence, Max. I'd just call it a perfect situation and a perfect fit. That's why I was always hoping that Golden State wouldn't move him, Jay, like they were talking about when they first acquired him. Oh, they're going to move him. They're going to do this. Now I'm sure they're happy to have him.
Yeah, not a resurgence. You're right. It's the right seeing what he can do and putting him in a position to succeed. Coming up, how would getting Marcus Smart back tonight, what kind of an impact would that have on Game 2 for Boston? That's next. But first, I have this from my computer career. Friends, we all reach tipping points in life. The weight of a low-paying job, unpaid bills, a new family. You feel like you just can't keep going. But that's where my computer career can help. In just months, not years, they can help you start a new life as an IT pro, even with no prior experience. Impossible? No. You learn online from home. And My Computer Career offers lifetime career services to help you find jobs with companies begging for IT pros. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
One of the nastiest beats,
nice.
Man. Fly, ding. You know what I keep in my line. Is. All right. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Celtics didn't have Marcus Smart or Al Horford for their game one loss to the Heat. Horford is listed as doubtful for game two, but things are starting to look up for Marcus Smart in game two, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. Guys, listen to this.
I'm told there was some good news today. He shed that walking boot that he was using. He doesn't need that. No, he's gotten out. He's gotten some treatment. He's been able to do some things on the floor to try to test out that foot, not put too much pressure on it. But that very much is going to be a decision made tomorrow. That one's going to go into, you know, perhaps closer to game time. You know, I know with Marcus Smart, he does not like to miss two games in a row. You don't see him do that often. But this is a real injury, and I think they'll have a better sense tomorrow. But he has made progress. We'll see what it looks like tomorrow night in Miami before game two.
Yeah, if I'm Espo, I'm testing that if he get on the court.
Jay, what do you think? What kind of an impact would Marcus Smart have for the Celtics if he can get back in game two?
What Marcus Smart am I getting?
Let's say it's Marcus Smart.
But you're not getting Marcus Smart. When you're hearing reports that the day before the game, he's walking gingerly on his foot.
Okay, at least Marcus not dumb.
I hear you. Like, I think it changes the offense, right? Because now you don't have Jason Tatum initiating the offense, which he did, you know, last game, which is why you saw him have, you know, four turnovers in the third period. But like the main reason that you bring Marcus Smart back is to be an equalizer to Jimmy Butler. So I'm going to tell you right now, if that right foot is gingerly, right, if you're playing defense on me, I'm going to start driving you to the opposite way and make you push off that foot every single time. I'm going to test it. So if you're trying to lock me up, right, if I'm guarding you and the ball's in your right hand, like, I would try to drive you right every single time. I'm going to make you push off that foot, push off that foot, push off that foot.
How much can you take?
Yeah. The whole game. And I'm going to run you. So, like, that's my question. I don't know to what degree you're going to have Marcus Smart, but you'll take Marcus Smart as much as you can to guard Jimmy Butler, because Jimmy Butler's playing out of his mind right now.
Yeah, you're right. That's why I said coming out. If I'm East Bowl, I'm putting him in every position possible to compromise, you know, that ankle or the foot, better yet. And so, like Jay is saying, you put him on that. You run him up and down the court. If it's bothering him to a degree, you're going to see it. And you make Jimmy Butler, if he's guarding Jimmy Butler, whoever it is, you go at him every single time until he decides that he's either going to check out or step up.
Can we talk about something really real? And I don't think you'll hear this on any other show. And Key, I'm curious what you've done. Yo, I'm a competitor, man. So I'll tell you what I would do. And some people will say, oh, it's dirty, but it's part of gamesmanship. Like, I've seen Gary Payton do this stuff all day long. We had a guy in here yesterday, Pat Bev, who does this stuff all day long. I'm going to step on people's feet. Like, yo, real talk. Like, people do this in the league.
In the NFL, right, Key?
People would see your foot extended and would jab and step on your foot. People, like, I would drive you to your left side all day long. If I'm paying attention to your facial expressions, are you grimacing? Are you in pain? Like, I'm going to find some way. Like, people do stuff all the time within games to get a competitive edge, especially if I know where you're injured. That's why you're hearing all this mix-up happening right now with league teams where they don't report what the injury actually is, and teams are getting fined. They did with Joel Embiid because they don't want you to know what the actual injury is.
So they can't go at it.
It will be targeted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dirty players, though, Jay. You know?
as Key winks at
this
me.
Is on television,
as Key winks at me. Y'all say whatever. Michael Jordan used to do it all the time now.
Of course.
You know, people just want to say, oh, the game is played clean, sportsmanship.
But that's
get
not
out of
dirty.
Here, right?
That's not dirty. Dirty is you do something that could maybe end a dude's career, right? This is more like, okay, you're hurt, and I'm going to take advantage of that.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, you do things to get an edge. I'm not going to say exactly what those things would be quite like Jay, but yeah, you know, if you had to step on somebody's ankle and you knew it was injured, you might accidentally step on his foot. Not his ankle, yeah. But it's still part of the connection. Or if you got cleats on and you're getting tackled and the guy is laying on the ground, you might accidentally...
I didn't see his hand.
You might just accidentally do that as you're walking back to the huddle. I mean, that's just part of it.
I'll give you one, CP3. You know that visual that we have, CP3 sitting on the bench, rubbing his hand? You don't think that Dallas swiped down on the ball hard as possible?
Absolutely.
Every single time? Like, absolutely. Yo, I don't care if you get ball or if you don't get ball. Get hand. Well, they say basketball, hand's part of the ball.
Yep.
You've been hearing that since you were a little kid. Hands part of the ball. Like, you hear it? Swipe down.
That was
on that hand
thing.
All day long, man.
A defensive back, you're going in, you're getting which coaches sometimes are. That was one great thing about the coaches that I played for. We would list the injuries, but not like to the degree that people wanted to be listed. And we would get scouting reports on other guys. And the defensive backs, they might have a wrist here or a finger here, whatever the case is. Bam!
Target.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
If you put that arm out there, I'm going to break it.
So
I'm going to break it.
Here's my question, guys, because Marcus Smart, if he can go, the main thing is, hey, he can play some defense on Jimmy Butler. And as you said, Jay, it frees Jason Tatum up a little bit, conserves him a little more. In addition to that, Jimmy Butler during the regular season is a top 10 to 15 type of player.
Mm-hmm.
In the playoffs, so far, he might be number one, but certainly a top five player in the playoffs. So my question is this.
Wait. I want to clarify. You're saying he's playing at a number one level.
No, I'm saying, if I knew nothing about these players at all, but what I'm seeing in these playoffs.
At a number one level, yes.
And you asked me to rank the players based on what I'm seeing in these playoffs.
The blind test.
Yeah. An alien comes down, doesn't know anything, has never heard, has never seen basketball, but you explain the rules of the game, and then you watch these playoffs. They would say, oh, he might be the best player in the world, or he might be second or third, based on these playoffs. And what I'm saying is this. Here, 30 points on 50% field goal, 2 steals per game in a 10-game span. He's on a list with Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, these are the greatest players of all time, right? Who aren't bigs. So what I'm saying is this.
What are you saying?
Since 10 out of 15 teams per conference are still playing when this regular season's over, if you're top five in the playoffs, ain't you just top five?
No.
Right? No?
No. You could be playing like the best player in the world. It doesn't mean that you are ranked as a top five greatest player in the world.
But see, I see what Max is saying, and I kind of agree with Max to a degree, Jay. If you are, every year that you're in the playoffs, playing at a high clip, does that make you a top five player in the NBA? Because really what y'all care about, and I say y'all, I preference that, Jay, because of the NBA, it seems that way. It feels like all that's really cared about is the postseason. The regular season is cool, but people kind of poo-poo the regular season and sit out some. You're
supposed to make the playoffs.
The playoffs. But every time we look up, right?
So let's go through it. Let's go through it. Because I think it's reasonable for me to see that Jimmy Butler is playing out of his mind. He's playing like the best player in basketball right now. But I look at it as a top five player. If you are starting a franchise right now, regardless of age, are you starting your franchise? So let's go through it. So that's not a top five player then.
Wait. But starting a franchise is different. I'm talking about you're trying to chip up right now.
You're trying to chip up. But all right, you want to chip up
now.
Let's use this. Your example. You want to chip up right now, Max Kellerman.
I do.
Giannis or Jimmy Butler? You want to chip up right now. LeBron or Jimmy Butler?
LeBron.
KD or Jimmy Butler?
KD.
What a slow KD.
A healthy Kawhi or Jimmy Butler?
He ain't healthy.
Well, I'm asking you.
Phrase it this way. Last time you saw a healthy Kawhi.
But Kawhi doesn't count right now.
Stephen Curry or Jimmy Butler?
Now we're in a tough spot, man. I don't know.
Embiid or Jimmy Butler?
I'm taking Jimmy Butler over Steph and Embiid in the playoffs right now.
Why?
Because the dude is the – look, take Luka Doncic. He's totally – take Jason Tatum. They're dominating. Jimmy Butler's playing better than them right now.
Joel Embiid with a fractured orbital face. We are talking – you know who Joel – the guy who was in the MVP –
fractured orbital face. You got to catch it?
Yeah, fractured orbital face.
He got his whole orbital face.
Yeah, so whatever socket. I'm saying you're like – I don't know if I'm taking Joel. I don't know if I'm taking –
But I don't know that I'm taking – and even when you say KD or someone else like that, I don't know with the way Jimmy Butler playing right now.
Can I slide in between you two girls?
This is what my mom used to tell my brothers and me when we used to fight, Jay.
What?
She used to say –
let me slide in between you.
My brothers and me used to fight.
What is happening right
now? No, she would say, now, girls, you're both pretty.
Yeah, exactly. That's the same thing. So what I would say is I'm not taking him over Steph. But I may take him over Embiid. And the reason is because Embiid doesn't make everybody and I may get smashed by you and Yates for this, doesn't make everybody around him better.
So you're saying he's a better leader?
It seems like to me Jimmy Butler.
So what you guys are both saying is that Jimmy Butler is a top five. All right, so if he's a top five player.
I'm just talking about against Embiid.
Okay, well, I'm asking you, is Jimmy Butler a top five player in the NBA to you? Well, I'm not even going to ask you that, Keith, because you didn't make the point. You made the point, Max. So if he's a top five player, give me your top five players, and I want to know where Jimmy Butler is in that top five range. Because you can't just say, I think he's a top five player, and then not have your top five players.
Here are the three that have to be in it, because these three are in the conversation for best player in the world. It's unclear who that is. LeBron, KD, and Giannis, right? So those three got to be in it, because any one of those three might be the best player in the world right now. So there are two more slots. And I'm wondering, I'm just thinking to myself, I'll think out loud now. Luka controls the game on offense at such a high level that people are putting him ahead of Tatum, who also plays defense, and I get that. But his defense is so bad, and Butler's defense is good. And here's the other thing. We're trying to hit a moving target. Jimmy Butler's performance in the playoffs keep getting better. They started at one level, and year over year, they keep getting better. I don't know if he can sustain what he's doing. But, Jay, if he keeps playing like this, Key, you see the shot he hit? The shot he hit against Tatum when he went for 41 in the win? If he keeps playing like that, he's got to be four.
Give me Jimmy Butler in the playoffs. Give me Jimmy Butler in the playoffs.
I'm cool. I'm still taking Stephen Curry.
I'm taking Steph.
I'm taking Steph.
Oh, yeah, I said that. I'm taking Joel Embiid. I might hesitate. I'm taking Joel Embiid.
Because you know those guys can keep playing at a certain level. We don't know if Jimmy Butler can sustain this level of play.
That's why I said.
But he's in the middle of doing it right
but
now.
But he's been doing it.
This level. Not
he's
like
been
this.
Balling in the playoffs.
Yeah, but not like this.
But he's
different.
Getting better.
That's
and
why yesterday
better.
I said. Yesterday I said I'm putting his name in the same sentence as related to a stat about Michael Jordan. People are like, you can't never put his name next to Michael Jordan. It's doing a disservice to Michael. I'm like, shut up. No. The dude is averaging, and he's shooting over 50% from the field.
Come on, man.
He had 41-9. The numbers are stupid for what he's doing right now. He's playing at an MJ-like level right now, stat-wise, and what he's doing to his team. I don't know if I take that and I then say he's playing at this level that he is top five in the world.
No,
you can have a top five, you can have a high level run. Doesn't mean you can sustain that run over a long period of time.
We're trying to hit a moving target, right? Because these guys are in the middle of creating their legacies. All I'm saying is this: the trajectory of Butler's career, defensive stopper who can give you 20, best player on a team, excellent playoffs, better playoffs. These are his best playoffs. Yeah, if it continues like this, by the end of these playoffs, I'm going to tell you he's a top five NBA player.
I'll take him in the top five NBA playoff players, but
yeah, I'm not taking him
the
top
regular
five player
season
in the world.
Is just
okay, but
I think he's like a top five
Key,
closer.
What do you care? You don't care about the regular season.
No, I don't. But then, but
it's a valid argument. I hear what you're trying
to. In the end, Jay rattled off some names that I'm not taking him over. Period. Regular or postseason, I'm just not. I'm not taking him over Giannis in the regular or the postseason. I'm not taking him over LeBron. I'm not taking him over Steph.
In the postseason?
Regular or postseason.
Defensively, too.
Embiid, I may.
Max. Who's having a better postseason?
I've been to the NBA Finals five times. Stop. I know you're in this thing about Steph.
Put Butler on a team with everybody.
We're talking about Steph being close
to
breaking.
Yeah, but that team with everybody is part of Steph, though.
I agree.
I'm not going to let you do that.
No, I can't argue that.
I usually lay out, but I'm not.
Steph and Dre created
that. Let that be your hot take for today, that you're taking Jimmy Butler over Stephen Curry.
Ooh, I think it's very close in the playoffs.
Well, here's what we would say, buddy.
Yeah, right now.
If they both keep winning, we might just see what you're looking for.
We might find out.
Yeah, what you're looking for.
Yep.
And then we can have a bet.
I can no longer partake in this conversation.
Why?
I can't.
You're going to say Jimmy Butler is having an all-time great playoff run.
Yes.
If this continues, it may not continue. It's very hard to continue.
I just want to make sure that we are clarifying if this continues. How long do you need it to continue? See, my thing, there needs to be a long runway.
If he continues, he's going to win it all.
Yeah.
Right. And that means he's going to be the MVP.
Let me ask a question.
If Jimmy Butler winds up finals MVP, you best believe he's a top five NBA player. If he winds up finals MVP, how many other superstars on that team?
Let me ask you something, though, Jay, as the basketball guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
In reference to Kawhi Leonard.
Yep.
Based on what you're seeing with Jimmy Butler right now.
I still take Kawhi.
I'm just asking you.
Yeah, I'm taking Kawhi.
You never let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
Don't be so aggressive
I know.
With me.
Because you're coming off Max.
That's why I said, because you're aggressive with him, don't treat me like that.
And people take me as the Golden State Warriors hater. I'm like, oh, my
treat me.
Goodness.
I'm just asking
this
you.
This man right here.
I'm trying.
Look at what?
I want to get my educated basketball question
ahead, I'm sorry.
To this guy.
I'm done. Go ahead.
He's taking Kawhi.
Similar?
Yeah.
Similar?
I think the offensive ceiling for Kawhi is different. It's different.
How so?
Because taller, hands bigger, athletically does things differently at a different level.
If I'm still getting 41 from Jimmy Butler.
You're getting that right now.
It doesn't matter.
I hear you.
What we get from Kawhi in Toronto when he won his championship. Because in the Spurs, it was mainly all D, right? I mean, that's what I remember.
I'm down for that conversation. We're comparing Kawhi and Jimmy Butler.
But when Kawhi got hurt, he was a top five NBA player.
No, I'm asking him, based on the playoffs only, not the regular season claw. I'm just talking about the Toronto situation when they won versus what we're seeing in Jimmy Butler right now.
Very similar. But Kawhi had already been there with the Spurs. It's been a long history. Same way, Jimmy had been there in the bubble.
Yes.
In the bubble.
You know what it is? Kawhi.
I feel like you're trying to hate on the Lakers when you say bubble.
That has nothing to do with the Lakers. The Lakers don't even deserve to come out of my mouth right now. Nobody's focused on the Lakers but you as a Lakers fan. I love you.
I'm going to get a needle, and I'm going to put Botox from all the wrinkles in your forehead.
Why does it have to be
Because he's sitting here.
I'm going to need it, yeah, because it moves a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That way when you start.
Dude, that's such an LA thing to say. I'm going to give you Botox.
That, when you do that next time, and when he come in and you do all that, and his forehead doesn't move, you know I got him in the middle of the night.
I love
No,
Jimmy
it's the face he made. I know.
Between my face and Evan Wilner's face.
Here's a difference with Kawhi and Jimmy Butler. I think this is why you feel differently. It's not just Kawhi's longer, bigger hands, all that stuff. Kawhi shoots it better. Like, Jimmy Butler is not a great shooter, and I think people feel different about guys who shoot it well. But Butler's shooting it well now.
Yes.
But generally, Jimmy Butler's not a
Not a great shooter.
You know, and Kawhi is an excellent shooter from three, from mid-range, everything. Like, real, real good.
I heard Stephen A. say that Jimmy Butler was a great shooter. And I was watching it, and J.J. Redick made the same face I made as a viewer, right? He was like, well, I'm the first person I've ever heard that said Jimmy Butler's a great shooter. He's a decent shooter. He's hot right now. And I'm not taking anything away from Jimmy Butler. He's killing the game. I'm just not ready to say he's going to be top five in the world right now.
You know, it's not just that Kendrick Perkins and I look a lot alike. I know people confuse us for each other all the time. It's also that we share some basketball opinions.
Okay.
You want to hear it or not? ESPN NBA analyst Kendrick Perkins on NBA Today.
Postseason superstar. That's what Jimmy Butler is. And why I say that is because he understands the assignment now. The worst thing that could have happened for the NBA was him going to the finals 2 years ago, because now he knows it's a marathon and not a sprint. The one thing we realize about Jimmy Butler is he doesn't care about the regular season. And when I say don't care, meaning he's not really focused on making an all-star team. Oh. He's not focused on leading the league and scoring.
Anyway,
no, he does. Because that's who he is. But he knows that, hey, I need my body to be fresh. I need to be the best at when it matters the most. And all of a sudden, he turns it on, and he becomes a top five player in the NBA as soon as the postseason starts.
See, that's what I'm feeling right there with Perk's head.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, on the regular season, it's cool. I could take the kids to a game and watch them play. But that postseason is what is it about?
I just need my top five player to be top five all the time. Like, all the time. Like, it's great that this is equating into a championship run right now, but I need it all the time. So like, we're looking at all these other guys. It's not just in the postseason. It's all the time.
You know what?
Giannis is all time, transcends his team. LeBron is all time, transcends his team. Steph is all the time.
I know it's a different sport. I know it's a different sport. El Duque, you know, Yankees pitcher.
Uh-huh.
Regular season, he was all right.
Closer.
He was whatever. Once the postseason started, he was one of the best who ever did it. So you know who I want on my staff every year? El Duque.
Because
I want to get to the postseason, and I want to win the championship.
We haven't been saying this in years prior about Jimmy Butler, have we? We're just starting to say this now.
Yes, well, he's doing it at this level now.
Put it into perspective.
I hear what you're saying. You want to see it. Was
the
Warriors' defense that good, or did Luka just have a bad game? Next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.